This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Heart Greens. Helping to support healthy blood pressure and circulation just became hassle-free. Introducing Heart Greens, the functional food that you drink using the same dark leafy greens recommended by both the DASH and Mediterranean diets. Get a free canister of Heart Greens with your first order and a 100% money-back guarantee. Heart Greens even guarantees you'll love the taste. Call 800-951-8940. That's 800-951-8940. Or visit IntelligentGreens.com. That's IntelligentGreens.com.
Welcome to another edition of Layla Weighs In. Here on the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, thank you for joining me today. And thank you for your questions, your comments, your topics of interest. For those of you who want to reach me, you can email radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. And for those of you who are sending your questions to Q&A with Layla, with me, that I do with Dr. Hoffman on a weekly basis, it's the same email, radioprogram@AOL.com. I've got an email from Paul. Paul writes, "What is your opinion of the fruits and vegetables in the nightshade family? Healthy and delicious or dangerous? I remember Carlton Fredericks warning his listeners to avoid nightshades some 40 years ago." So what are the nightshades? The nightshade family of vegetables. They're a group of vegetables that are actually implicated in causing, exacerbating osteoarthritis, which is your regular old garden variety arthritis, painful joints, rheumatoid arthritis, which is the autoimmune arthritis, and as well as possibly autoimmune diseases. So what are they? What are these so-called deadly nightshades? This family includes potato. We're talking about white flesh potatoes now. We're not talking about sweet potatoes. And potato, also known as Solanum tuberosum, genus and species I'm giving you, if that means anything to you, also includes tomatoes, probably the most popular nightshade, tomatoes, eggplant, peppers of any sort, red, green, yellow peppers, habaneros, jalapenos, you know, that hot sauce that you're using in your food, that's peppers. What is not included in the peppers category is black pepper, that black pepper shaker on your kitchen table, which is different. The peppers family, the nightshades, is the capsicum family. But the black pepper is Piperaceae, if I'm pronouncing it correctly. So it's all the peppers except for the black pepper shaker on your table or your black pepper in your black pepper grinder. That would include white pepper as well. Now, so again, all the nightshades are potato, white flesh potato. That includes the red skin potatoes, otherwise known as new potatoes, Yukon Golds, Eastern Idaho, all kinds of that. Not sweet potatoes, not yams. Nightshades include tomatoes. That includes all tomato products, not just the sliced tomato in your salad or in your sandwich, but also tomato sauce, tomato juice, what's contained in your vegetable juice cocktail, which may include tomato juice, like in a V8 juice. Any tomato-based soups, not just your bowl of tomato soup, but any soup that has a tomato base, that might be your vegetable soup or your minestrone. It might be a bowl of chili or lentil soup, right? So all tomato products, ketchup, tomato paste. If you're eating sardines in tomato sauce, more tomato there. Eggplant. Eggplant, you're not going to find as an ingredient in a variety of other foods, so it's easy to see if there's eggplant anywhere, you know, in your baba ganoush, or if you're into Middle Eastern or Turkish cuisine where there are a lot of eggplant-based salads and things that are enjoyed. Tobacco is another nightshade. Did you know? Tobacco, Nicotiana tabacum, genus species, contains nicotine. So what these nightshade foods, how do they cause arthritis? These nightshade foods, they contain drug-like substances. They have pharmacological activity and actually contain four types of alkaloid drugs. And it's the alkaloids that may be problematic. The steroid alkaloids, including solanine, the troponine alkaloids, the pyrrolizidine alkaloids, the indole alkaloids, all of these. So it's important to make mention of that. Now, someone who has done a lot of work in this area, Norman F. Childers, PhD, back in 1993 in the Journal of Neurological and Orthopedic Medical Surgery, there is a study that he published there. But let's give a background first about an apparent relation of nightshades, the Solanaceae family nightshades, to arthritis. An apparent relation of nightshades to arthritis. And I'm reading from the Arthritis Nightshades Research Foundation. And if you Google Norman Childers, PhD, it will lead you directly there. So previous studies have established the relation of arthritis to a family of food plants and tobacco, the Solanaceae or nightshades. Now, the study is based on surveys of over 1,000 volunteers who omitted from daily usage these crops and their culprit chemicals and other foods. There are over 90 genera and some 2,000 species in this family of staple food plants, among which are potato, tomato, eggplant, tobacco, and peppers. Peppers of all kinds except the black pepper family, as I said earlier. The nightshade tobacco is closely related to the food nightshades and has a documented record of causing heart, lung, circulatory problems, as well as cancer and other health problems. The flowers, fruit, and foliage of the Solanaceae family contain the glycoalkaloids and steroidal drugs like the capsaicin in peppers, the tranquilizing nicotine in tobacco, the solanine in potato and eggplant, and the tomatine in tomatoes. These are the glycoalkaloids that we're talking about. And some drugs from the Solanaceae family are widely used in medicine, such as scopolamine, atropine, belladonna. Several Solanaceae plants and products are highly poisonous. All right. So what are the implications here, and what other, how did all of this come about? The animal implications, let me give you a little history. Livestock researchers since the early 1900s have reported a disease of livestock resembling arthritis. The disease is chronic, crippling, debilitating, results in arteriosclerosis, hypercalcemia, parathyroid atrophy, hyperplasias, osteopetrosis, osteonecrosis, soft tissue, calcinosis, early death. The countries, the researchers include from Argentina, Brazil, Jamaica, Australia, Europe. and the principal culprits that have been identified in the plant family Solanaceae, including all of these, the same genus as potato, eggplant, tomato, peppers, all of these. So farmers have long been aware of sickness and death of livestock, particularly the young, when feeding inadvertently on pasture nightshades. So literature for almost a century contains reports of sickness and death when nightshades, including the potato, are consumed under certain conditions. Based on livestock research, vitamin D3, a particularly toxic form of it found naturally in nightshades, may be a culprit. So, the Solanaceae nightshades cause at least two known health problems. They contain cholinesterase inhibiting glycoalkaloids, of which I mentioned, and steroids, including, among others, the drugs solanine in potato and eggplant, tomatine in tomato, nicotine in tobacco, capsaicin in garden peppers. And when these inhibitors accumulate in the body, alone or with other cholinesterase inhibitors, such as caffeine or food impurities, like in pesticides, the result may be a paralytic-like muscle spasm, aches, pains, tenderness, inflammation, and stiff body movements. These symptoms may dissipate a few hours or days if ingestion is stopped, and people vary in sensitivity. The second problem is the ability of the Solanaceae, those species that were analyzed, to develop naturally, the very active metabolite of D3, which is 1-A25-dehydroxycholecalciferol, that results in calcinosis of soft tissues, ligaments, tendons, mineralization in walls of major arteries and veins, and related pathology in livestock. In time, there is progressive lameness, extended uselessness, and eventual death of livestock. Copper deficiency in the liver and other tissues associated with arthritic-like symptoms has also been diagnosed with livestock disease. There could also be other factors such as saponic-like glycoalkaloid, maybe capsaicin, causing irritations in the walls of the digestive tract after extended usage by sensitive people, which may result in an ulcer, diverticula, polyps. These nightshades can cause red blood cell destruction in vitro, and the steroid contained is readily absorbed in the intestines. So, what are some of the conclusions here? That the demonstration that the active form of vitamin D is present in at least three species of three of now so many different genera of plants raises many questions regarding the possible role of diet in calcium and phosphorus metabolism. So what they're finding is that the discovery plants that have the active vitamin D opens a vast new area of research with potentially far-reaching importance in animal and human health. Don't be alarmed when I say vitamin D3. We're talking about possibly a particular form that is toxic, particularly to livestock, but it's very interesting how a hypercalcemia may be caused, and then causing this calcinosis in tendons, ligaments, joints, and all of that. I will tell you anecdotally, I have many patients, some of them elderly people who have been avoiding nightshade for decades, especially tomato. I'm talking about the past 30 years or so, who inadvertently, maybe on vacation or in a restaurant, got a little bit of tomato somewhere. It might have been a little bit of tomato sauce in some other type of sauce where it was added. Maybe a tomato paste was added in a particular gravy or a little bit in a soup stock or something like that. Or they got a little bit of ketchup somewhere. Their arthritis would come back. It would rebound. And they would feel it within a couple of days after ingesting that source of nightshade, particularly tomato. And it would take a few weeks for it to go away once they resume their nightshade-free diet or better scrutinizing what they're eating, if they're eating out. So very interesting. And that's why I tell my patients who have osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, that they would all benefit from the removal of the nightshade family of vegetables. Tomatoes, potatoes, eggplant, peppers, except black pepper, and tobacco. So even if you're around secondhand smoke, besides the usual way, secondhand smoke is dangerous, but also because it's a nightshade for those who are prone to arthritis. Now, the other thing about nightshade elimination, I've told patients to eliminate it and see how it works, and they've come back to me after 2 weeks and said, Layla, I tried eliminating the nightshades. My joints don't feel better. Nothing has gotten better. My symptoms have not improved. What you really need to do when you eliminate the nightshades is eliminate them for at least 2 to 3 months. I'm talking not even a quarter teaspoon of tomato sauce or juice or ketchup anywhere, anywhere. So if you come back and tell me you put ketchup on your burger, but you only do that once a week, unfortunately, you're not going to be helped. You haven't completely eliminated the nightshades. You really need to not have a drop of it for 2 to 3 months. This has been my observation over the last 13 years to see if the elimination of nightshade works at all. And I'll tell you, it's not just in the case of arthritis, but it's particularly helpful there. But for those with long-standing autoimmune conditions, like in multiple sclerosis, lupus, those types, they are helped not just with the removal of gluten and casein, which is dairy, that you've heard me talk about at length earlier, and I'll get more into it in future podcasts, but also the elimination of nightshades, particularly those with multiple sclerosis and lupus, going on a paleo-based diet, completely grain-free, not just gluten-free, but completely grain-free, casein-free, and nightshade-free. I have seen, anecdotally, the best results, the best outcomes. I'm talking about disease remission. I'm talking about the stopping of the progression of the disease, if not complete remission, as shown on blood tests. So it's extremely helpful. Consider, at least if you do have arthritis, osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, it's not just of benefit to take more fish oil or curcumin or boswellia. All of these are helpful. Maybe taking even cat's claw or devil's claw, those herbals can be helpful. But again, consider really giving up the nightshades to give you full relief. This can be very, very, very important. So, osteoarthritis appears to be a result of long-term consumption and or use of the Solanaceae, which contain naturally the active metabolite of D3, which may be problematic. And these minor diet adjustments have shown improvement. So it's definitely worth your checking out. Thank you for joining me in another edition of Layla Weighs In on the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.
This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, a new effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. Zona Plus is the real deal. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 1-888-408-6141. That's 1-888-408-6141 or tryzona.com.
This is Layla Mutin, RD. I see patients every day here at the Hoffman Center. If you require a nutrition consult with me, but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.